Welcome back to Roleplay Balance of Power. We got the light side getting chewed up by some stormtroopers, or a stormtrooper. Like a really, to be fair, a really big scary stormtrooper, not just any stormtrooper. This one's special. Let's be real. So in a bold tactical maneuver, Cass, you attempted to lasso our friend TI-85. And you've definitely got his attention, but he doesn't, I don't think, see you as a credible threat. He's just like, what are you trying to do? Now, Zed, however, is all up in his grill, fusion cutter engaged. So I think what he's going to do, is he opens his hands, which causes the chain gun, the damaged chain gun thing to retract, to fold back up into his pack. And, his hands start to spark again. Those little nodes on his knuckles start to spark, and he's just going to punch you. He's just going to punch you in your chest parts, Zed.
Okay.
So he's going to hit you. He's going to hit you with his shock gloves.
Bone zappers.
Yeah, and that's going to be a brawl attack, and you are engaged, and there's no disadvantage for him on this one, so. Just two, and I'm gonna buy him. I'm gonna buy him an upgrade because I like him so much. Merry Christmas, Stormtrooper.
I'd do the same thing if I were you.
Okay, yeah. There we go. Okay, so one upgrade. He's gonna take a brawl attack at you with his shock gloves. Hi, karate.
Hey, look at that!
Oh, look at that! Look at that! Oh, shucks. So, you're going to take 5 damage minus your soak.
Okay.
So he doesn't hit you that hard. Right. But you also take a crit from getting punched in your chest plate. So yeah, so he probably puts the weapon away, like cracks his knuckles in his gloves, and then takes a sharp left hook which catches you in the head. Can you roll a crit?
Okay.
No special like bonuses or penalties to the crit roll.
Okay, so my soak was he did 5 damage to me.
Yep. But you apply your soak as normal.
Okay, so 1 damage total and then roll a crit. Okay. Where's the
And then go ahead and roll a it's on your character sheet, should be sort of mid left. You might be on the wrong tab. It should be on character info.
Oh, okay. It's not a combat. Okay.
Yeah. So you scroll down and then there's just roll.
Got it. Critical.
Yep.
Perfect.
All right. Agonizing wound. So your brawn and agility checks are increased by 1 difficulty die. So we add 1 more purple to any melee or anything you use with agility or brawn, which is unfortunately the skills you use to fight. So
Yeah, both of those.
He punches you, and I think that the kind of nodules, the sparking nodes, like tear open a part of your chest plate, and a bunch of your systems start to short out. You're getting like your vision is blurring and crackling in and out. Your motivators aren't moving your limbs as quickly or as responsively as they were before. And he's kind of like hunched down in a boxer stance, ready to take another swing. But
you're like,
cool. All right. And then for his maneuver, I think,
you know, for 3 yellow die, we're getting really lucky. He's never activated the auto fire.
Yeah. I
mean,
thank you for that, Caitlin. Really appreciate you bringing every cosmic force available down on our heads.
We can do it, guys. Yes, look how good we're doing.
You can do it. I believe in you. I think he's just going to take aim. That's going to be his action. He's aiming at Zed with his next swing. Anyone who is not Kess can take a turn now.
All right. I'm going to... I'm crouched, of course, as I've said like 5 times now.
Yep.
Sword in my hand, I'm going to go straight into a sprint and like dive right at him. I'm going to aim my sword. I'm going to use another maneuver to get into engaged, and then I'm going to strike him down.
Okay. So 1 maneuver to get into engaged. Strain for a second maneuver to aim, and then your attack.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. So the difficulty is going to be 2 purple, 1 upgrade on his side, 1 black on his side for his defense. And then on your side, you've got 2 boost dice from Kes and
1 for aiming.
1 for aiming. So 3 boost dice on your side.
Okay. So his is 1 black, 2 purple, 1 upgrade?
Correct.
Okay. Let me make sure my weapon's still set up right.
And if you want to spend, there you go, you hit him. And you do you do a crit plus. So let's figure damage first. So he takes 5, 6, 7 wounds minus 8. So he's got minus 1 wounds, but another 4 for Pierce.
Right? So you healed him.
No, I'm calculating all the way down and then refunding for Pierce because Pierce gives a 4 discount. The other way you could do it would be to be, say, 5. He takes 7 damage less 4, right? So he takes 3 total. So let me add that. Okay, so you managed to cut through his armor because your sword is crazy sharp. And you do a crit, and your weapon is vicious, and you activated another crit. So you're rolling.
And I have the crit stacking.
You're rolling and adding. Let me take a look. Does he have a crit already?
Yeah, so I add plus 20 for this one.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And he's already got one, so it'll add another one. So critical roll offset is 20. Let's do it. All right. Holy shit. Cool. You maim him. He loses a limb permanently.
Isn't his big backpack gun a two-handed weapon?
It is, yeah.
So I run at him with my sword forward, and I basically just ram it into the little opening that there was, and then I start driving it around, and eventually I find a sweet spot, and I slice it off.
Yeah. It's definitely not like a clean cut, like, 'cause his arms are tree trunks, right? And yeah. So he's got a spot where you damaged him before kind of underneath, and yeah, you jam in, and you have to really, like, wrench the sword up. And when you do, it catches under his armpit, and you feel the like joint between his arm and his shoulder, and you yank it up. And at the last second, it pulls, and you maybe like stumble back a little bit. And this huge.
I also see like maybe sparks on my sword as well, and then I see even more lightning.
Cool. Yeah. And so this is an opportunity where actually that you can, everybody else sees the lightning too. So you cut his arm off and his arm falls to the ground, and his shoulder where it connects to the arm, there's a huge bundle of like cable and like tubing, and there's like, you know, fluid squirting out of one of the tubes, and you can see the joint, you've cut it now, there's a titanium like ball joint that's been broken in half, and his arm falls to the ground and there's sparks and stuff shooting out.
So this dude is straight robot.
Either that or he's like heavily cybernetically augmented. Cool. Yeah, you've sliced off one of his limbs. And yeah, he does need both hands to operate that gun. So this was a great, great crit. Good work.
GG Gunner.
Yeah. And he's going to take 1 setback to all actions until he can replace his intense arm. But he doesn't respond. Like, he doesn't like make a noise or anything. I think he just turns towards you, instead of focusing on Zed. Cool. All right. So Talra and Zed, you can go.
So out of curiosity, does this lack of an arm do anything to his soak?
No, it does not.
Okay. Zed, all I'm going to be doing is shooting. So, well, actually, So right now, Adam, both Zed and Gunner are right next to him. So if I were to crit fail, I would hit one of them.
Yes. Yeah. And I would get to choose.
As he moves me just a little bit closer.
It would be Zed.
Zed, you want to go first, bud?
Sure. I have a disadvantage on everything. Might as well try.
I just put you in the right place here, Zed. There we go.
You ass.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Okay. So you want to go first, Zed?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. So Gunner has just cut off this thing's arm, and now you can follow up.
Well, I'll try. Go ahead. I'm just going to do the same thing, the fusion cutter thing.
Put it right in his armhole.
good strategic advice from Talra Bavron. Put it in his armhole.
What's the difficulty?
Difficulty because you're engaged. It's 2 with an upgrade on his side. I'm gonna spend a dark side point. So put 2 upgrades on his side.
Oh, okay.
Let me see here. Dice pool. Okay, there we go. Yes. So it's gonna be 2 purple and 1 black on your side with 2 upgrade, or on the dark side with 2 upgrades on the dark side. And then you'll just roll. You don't have any advantage because Gunnar had to use all of those for mad attack times.
What's the status of that grappling hook thingy?
It's lying nearby. It's like on the ground.
You know what? Hold on.
It seems I am at a severe tactical disadvantage, even with his arm missing. I'm going to take a step back and make sure Kess is okay.
Okay, so you want to? I'm gonna go ahead and take my point back here.
Yeah. And I'm going to, yeah. Can I disengage?
Yep. So you can maneuver to disengage. So you go back to short range with him. And then you're basically at short range with Kess.
I'm gonna glance over at Kess and make sure. I mean, does she look all right?
How do you look, Kess?
I mean, I just used a stim pack, so I'm hurting, but not that bad.
Okay. So my maneuver is like using a stim pack is a maneuver, not an action.
Yeah, that's right. So you'd have to spend another 2 strain to use a stim pack.
Okay.
So did you disengage before you did anything with the grappling?
You haven't done an action, so you could not take an action and use a stim pack instead. That's the other way.
That's what I was going to do.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So Kess, you get 4 wounds back.
I do.
Or are you using it on yourself, Zed? It's a stim pack.
You know, myself. I'm using it. I'm not using
it. Not a stim pack, a repair kit.
Repair kit.
Okay. Works the same way.
Yep.
Okay. She's spraying some foam into the hole.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's the top of the turn. Anybody can go. I guess Talra, you got to go first. So
yeah, let's, I didn't get a chance to go yet.
Yeah, go ahead, Talra.
Yeah, and we're still in the last turn, right?
Yeah, this is still the previous turn. So, Talra, okay. You're the last one in this turn, and then it's off to the top.
Gunnar, can I go for a shot? You're right next to him. I'd have to crit fail to hit you, but...
Are you asking me in character?
I mean, Talra, you're the commander here. You got to make the call.
Make it so.
Are you going to do it?
Let's do it. I'm going for gold here. Let's go for it.
So before we calculate difficulty, let me go ahead and...
I want to preemptively apologize to Gunnar.
Do that.
If you look over at me, like, I don't think I'd even be able to respond to you because the throbbing pulsating in my head has come back. So I'm actually like 2 seconds away from just dropping to the ground and grabbing my head.
Oh, great. So if I accidentally hit and kill you, then I'm actually doing you a favor.
Yeah, you're putting me out of my misery. Oh,
great. Thank you. Okay.
Awesome. Finally, I can be
so Talra, your difficulty, you are at short range. So it's 1 purple.
One purple.
You're going to add 1 black die for his defense.
Sweet Jesus. Okay.
And you're going to add 2 upgrades on the dark side.
Okay.
Yeah. One for him. One for him naturally, and one for me spending a dark side destiny point. And then you're going to make your attack.
Can I spend a light side point?
Yeah. You can buy an upgrade for your shot if you want.
Do you guys care? Can I do that? Do you mind?
Do it.
Okay.
See, what people don't know is that before the show, I gave Ko a sheet of achievements, and one of them is shoot all of your fellow players by accident, and just kind of tick them all off. So
that's between you and me, man. All right. Anyway, so I'm gonna get 1 up.
Now, hold on. I'm gonna be a nice GM here. Do you want to take a maneuver to aim first?
Yes.
Okay. Add a boost die.
Okay. Thank you. Nice GM, Adam. And then,
because otherwise, what you do is just like taking shots without actually looking down the sights. No scope, this guy.
Absolutely, I'm twitching him.
You need 4 successes to get a crit.
Yeah, on a blaster pistol.
It's a long
shot.
So I got 1 blue and 1 upgrade from the light side.
Yes, because you spent a point.
Here we go.
Are you going to spend a point? Because I don't see it on the
sheet. Oh, yes. I'm going to use it. There we go.
There you go. Okay,
great. Perfect. Okay, perfect. All right.
What does aiming do?
Aiming gave him a blue die.
Okay. Got it.
Here we go. Three.
I can do it.
Two. One.
Hey, look at that. You hit him.
Yay, nothing.
Yep. So you take a second, you get your blaster in hand. You're like, yeah, I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to get him. And you definitely hit him. You hit him right in the back. But he doesn't feel or notice it. His shot dissipates.
I was going for that armhole, man. It just wasn't there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just wasn't there.
You're going to need heavier artillery than that if you're going to hurt him, Tara.
Yeah, or just hit him like I did Zed earlier.
Yeah, well, I mean, you hit Zed really hard because Zed is not as bulletproof as this guy. All right, so anyone can go. Kes, Gunner, Zed, Tara, again.
I can go?
Yeah, anybody can go. Top of the turn.
Oh. Yeah, I can grab those two advantages, right?
That's up to Tara, but yeah, you can. Tara, if you want to give Gunner, that's
absolutely a
sound choice.
All that I can.
So, yeah, okay, so I...
Go ahead and cut off that other arm if you could.
Pretty much. I pretty much just bite down, and I try and fight through all this pain that I'm feeling in my head. And first I just shriek, and then I go for him again, but like while I'm screaming out, you know? So I'm going to aim. That's probably the same thing. Or does he have... any more disadvantages?
No, it's two purple, one upgrade, one black. That's the default for melee with him.
Okay, so and I have three blues.
You have two plus your aim if you're taking a second. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Ooh. Okay. So you don't hit him, so you can't spend any of those sweet, sweet advantages. Mm. What do you want to use them for?
Can I use multiple for strain?
Yeah. You could use all four for strain if you want to.
Maybe
you could also use two of them. You can also use two of them to give him a black die on his next action. You could negate his armor die for a turn. You got lots to spend, so
what's his armor die?
For three of them, you know that black die you keep having to roll? It's a defensive bonus. If you spend three, you'll negate it for the whole rest of the round.
Yeah, I guess I'll do that one. And then give one advantage to the next person.
Okay. All right. So what does it look like? You damage his armor in some way. What does that look like? You don't actually hurt him. Do you have any particular preference for the way that action looks? Or do you just take a swing at him?
I go to swing at him, but the pain in my head overwhelms me, and I just drop down to the ground, and I scream again, just, like, with my hands over my head.
Cool.
Like,
okay.
I'm just on the ground in front of him.
All right. Yeah, you've definitely got his attention. So he's gonna attack you, same as he did before, but since it's melee, you get your defense die. So he's gonna attack with his shock fist. And in this case, he's got one setback die because he's missing a limb. So he's only swinging with one. Difficulty is two. He's got two black dice, one from your defense, one from his injury. And that's it. And we'll roll the brawl. Okay, taking a swing with shock gloves. No, he misses. He takes two strain. So let's apply that. And yeah, I think he lumbers forward to hit you, swings wide with his right arm, and you manage to like duck out of the way, even through the sort of sparks that are filling your vision. You're able to dodge out of the way of his form. And I think he at this point realizes that you're too fast a target to grab. So I'm gonna use his maneuver to disengage. So he backs away from you. So I think actually he uses the momentum. He takes a swing at you and then staggers forward, steps over his discarded limb, and walks over here, turns around to where he sees Kes and Zed over by the truck. And he can't use his chain gun, but he does have another weapon. So from same thing, like unfolding from the utility backpack, a large kind of cylindrical tube kind of like emerges and folds itself down over his good arm. And then three aerodynamic fins pop out of the back of it, and you can see the tip of a missile in the end of the tube. He brings it up and starts aiming it in your direction, kind of over here. So you have the rest of the turn before he shoots a missile at you. What are you going to do?
Let's see here. Is that something, with Mad Motivator, maybe not cause it to explode? I would love to cause it to explode.
I don't think you can cause it to explode, but what is it? A
jam.
Yeah, you could cause it, like, he won't be able to use it on the next turn. You can buy yourself one more turn if you succeed. Sure.
Can we shoot it in the housing?
You can't target the weapon specifically. I mean, I guess you could try. It'd be very difficult.
But it'd be super hard. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it'd be hard. He's like, it's armored and stuff. Yeah.
But I mean, Adam, we're rolling so well today.
Yeah, totally. Okay. So anyway, somebody's got to go. Who's it going
to
be?
Well, I would love to just take my turn to, try the bad motivator check to make the missile not launch next turn.
Okay. Yeah. So temporarily disable the missile launcher.
Yeah, like put a short between the trigger and the missile.
Okay.
Okay.
So you know the difficulty and everything. Now rolls against him are upgraded once, so just put an upgrade on the dark side.
Okay. So one upgrade, three difficulty, and mechanics check. Okay. Anybody adverse to me using a light side point for this?
Please do.
All right.
Okay.
That's an upgrade, right? Adam, that's an up. That means upgrade, right?
Yeah. 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 Upgrade on your side. Okay.
So mechanics checked, cause the missile not to fire next turn. Here we go. Hey.
Okay. So it strains your system to do so, but I can't shoot the missile tube at you. So I think it comes out and like activates, and then how, well, I just like, noticed, we see it from Zed's perspective. What do you notice that?
Yeah. I let everyone know. I see it come out, and this is the kind, like, once. Okay.
Be aware that this is the model of missile launcher that takes at least some time to prep. So make your shots count.
Ah, nice. So it's still got to heat up.
Yeah. Something like that.
I like that. That's good. Okay, cool. All right. So Kes or Talra, you can go.
And I take two strain, right?
Yes, you take two strain. Oh, and you also have a maneuver if you want to move or do something maneuvery.
Yeah, I'm going to move to medium range and spread out. So like if there's a blast, like we don't all get caught in it.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and move yourself a range band. Cool.
Cool.
All right. Yeah, the speeder is kind of like here. Okay. That means that Kes, I guess it's your turn.
I just don't know if I should still like try and do what I've been doing or if I should just try and like shoot at him. I don't think my weapon doesn't have damage.
Well, real quick, Kes, do you have any stun grenades?
I don't think so. Let me see. No, I don't think I got any grenades because you and Zed both picked up grenades, I thought. Why is it not?
Okay, there we go.
Laminate armor. Stimpak. No, yeah, I don't have any grenades. Where's my weapon either? Yeah, because I have a medium range. But it's a shotgun.
So you're short range. You're short range from him still.
But Gunner is in between me and him.
It's okay. You can. You don't have to worry about that. It's only if they're engaged.
Okay.
Come on, let freedom reign with a shotgun blast. Let's do this.
I'll use my maneuver to use true aim.
I like how, like, rodeo time, primary weapon's a shotgun. Like, Kes is slowly just becoming, like, this weird cowboy over time.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to take a shot with the shotgun, but you're going to aim first?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. So what is what does true aim do? It gives you an upgrade and the regular aim, right? Something like that.
Yeah, let me double check. True aim is benefits of aiming and upgrade combat
check. Perfect. Okay, that's great. So you're attacking him, you're at short range, so it's one purple, one upgrade on their side. Gunner disabled his armor for the turn, so you don't have to worry about that black die. So just one purple, one upgrade on the dark side. And then put one upgrade and one blue on your side.
Got it.
And then go ahead and roll.
Okay, where's my weapon?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, you hit him. The blast is irrelevant because there's nothing near him to hit.
Yeah.
He takes 11 damage minus his soak. Okay, cool. All right, so yeah, you hit him full on with the shotgun blast. So he aims down the sights while his missile launcher is powering up. You blast him, he staggers back. There's all these sort of smoking plasma bits sticking out of his armor, steaming. And you are, unless you want to spend strain to take a maneuver, you can be done your turn.
I'm done with my turn.
Okay. What do you want to do with those two advantage?
Who has left to go this turn? Nobody.
This is the end of the turn.
Have I gone yet?
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, okay, not nobody, I guess. Talra still gets to go. It's just, you know, I keep thinking you're on my side, Ko. That's the problem, because really, you've only helped me so far, so...
Okay. I get two, right? So can I recover one strain and then pass one advantage to the next person?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah. Or you can perform a free maneuver if you have something you want to do.
No.
No, you're good. Okay.
I don't think there's anything else to do.
Okay. All right. So finishing off the turn, Talra, you have one boost die for whatever you want to do.
Great. What would be, if I were to use one of my three stun grenades, I would be using light attack, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. And
also, you saw him just like shake off that shit when I dropped it. Like I dropped it and he just went trying to stun an Imperial, you know, whatever.
That was actually my next question. If I had a success with a stun grenade, what would it do to him?
It would cause him strain.
That's it.
Yes. They're used for knocking out unarmored human targets. Right? It's like a flashbang essentially. He's a big ass scary robot man. So the stun grenade, not super effective against him.
Okay. Let me go ahead and take a shot. Can't do much else.
Okay, do you want to aim first?
Yes, I would.
I thought you might.
Thank you.
Come on, Oh, make this count. Take it
down. Do a damage.
One purple. It's still the same turn as Gunner, so you're making good use of that. So one purple, one upgrade on the dark side.
Okay.
On your side, one blue for one your blue. Aiming. And okay.
Didn't I get something from Kestrel?
Yeah, another blue from Kes.
So two blue on my side, one purple, one upgrade on their side.
Correct. Hit it.
Get him!
Pew, pew, pew.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So you both hit and cause a critical hit. So good, good on you. You don't do him. You don't do any damage with the wounds, right? Because it's only seven and it goes off his armor. But if you want to spend four of those advantage, you can inflict a crit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do that.
I'd like to do this.
Crit this asshole.
All right. He's already got two crits, so the more crits you pile on, the better.
Yeah. I thought that crits only stacked when it was personal crits. No.
What's that? There's only one. Oh no, they always crit. Like if you have three critical wounds already, you're adding 30 to the roll. The sheet takes care of it automatically.
Okay, I thought that you only add it for crits that you did.
Oh no, it's all the crits on the person. So right now he's got two. So when I roll, it's going to add 20 to whatever. Okay. I roll.
Yeah, and you guys keep your crits from the other stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. He's going to take... he's blind. Nice. All right. So, cool. He's blinded, maimed, and then was bowled over but got up earlier. So you take a second to aim, and because his armor is damaged, because the shotgun just hit him, there's smoke everywhere, he's staggered, you know, he's basically like his armor's smoldering. He looks like a wreck. And you see an opportunity. You can't hurt him. Like, you know, shooting his armor is not going to do anything. But you fire a single perfect crack shot that hits his helmet right between the eyes. And there's a bright flash. And both the like optic sensors in his helmet are broken now. There's a big burn mark on his face and sparks coming out of where his eyes would be. And I think that we see for a second, you know, his viewpoint. It's the big like tactical display of the camera and all of you firing shots at him and things moving around. And it flickers a couple of times and then blinks off. And we just see instead the Imperial gear. And it says like optical systems temporarily disabled. Please visit service center.
Downloading Imperial update when 10.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to update his firmware.
So in other words, you're saying Boo went for the eyes, which is great. Yes. So what it says, and all other checks twice.
Yes.
Does that really mean all other?
Everything he does is upgraded. The difficulty is upgraded twice.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. Plus the setback die from having one arm. Yeah. Yeah. So, top of the next turn, TI-85's not having a great day. He's still up, though. What do you want to do? Anybody can go.
Can I shoot at him again?
Yeah.
Anyone opposed to me? His armor is back up, though, now.
His armor is, yeah, it's he can use his armor again.
Okay. But he's pretty hurt.
He is. Well, I mean, sort of like his wound threshold. I'll say he's within about half of his wound threshold, but he's taken so many crits that and this is what happens to highly armored opponents, right? Is they slowly you whittle them down with harder and harder crits until you kill them.
Yeah,
it's not always.
More importantly, we have completely neutered his ability to do damage to us. That's the big thing. He can't use his big gun anymore. He can't see. We're doing his. So it's like now we actually have time to get all the checks we need to kill him.
Yeah. I mean, he has a bigger gun now, but he's got the missile still.
Yeah. Well, can he aim the missile while he's blind?
No. He can. He can fire the missile. He's just upgraded difficulty is twice.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Okay. So either, I mean, I could shoot at him again, or I could still try for the lassoing attempt to move him.
Okay, quick question, Adam. This is kind of a free thing, because it's just I want to knowledge something.
Yeah.
If I were to, like, discern what kind of being this thing is, like, what kind of knowledge would that require to tell, like, people, like, this is not a droid, or it is a droid, or it's this
It's a knowledge warfare.
Okay, knowledge warfare, and, okay, can I, now, does that have to be on my turn? Because it's just me, like, recalling something and speaking.
No, I'd allow it anytime.
Okay, and the reason why I want to recall that is because if it has, like, some sort of, like, defense mechanism, like a self-destruct system.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I want to know. Okay. So, difficulty what now?
To recognize this giant weird stormtrooper, I'm going to say difficulty is three purple.
Okay. And warfare, here we go. Nope.
Okay. Yeah. You just, you strain. You strain yourself trying to remember.
Ugh. What is this guy?
All right. So, Kes, do you want to take another shot on him?
Well, I'm trying to decide if it's better to shoot at him or if to, like, try and move him away from the group, because, like, he can't aim, but he could still detonate the missile. Like, he can't see us, but he could still detonate it, and we're all still really close to him.
So, your shotgun can't crit?
No, it can.
It can.
It's just got it's got a crit rating of 4, so it's
a
pretty...
4? Okay, so, and what's its base damage?
10.
10, yeah. So, I mean, you're doing some damage to him, and then if you get a few successes...
Okay, but that's not my... That's not what I'm saying, though. My concern is that he can still detonate the missile. Like, if I don't kill him, you know, and then on his turn, he could just... He's next, so...
It's true.
He could detonate it. So that's what I'm saying, like, maybe we should try and get away from him. Right? Does that make sense?
Yes. I would suggest not leaving him alive, Sergeant.
Okay, but
I don't think that I, even if I hit him, I don't think that I can kill him on this one turn, and he goes next.
Keep in mind too that the bad motivator is still in effect. He won't get to, like, the rocket can't fire this turn. If you're worried about getting shot at,
I thought that was just for last turn.
Yeah, it's a full turn. It prevents him from using it for a full turn. So he didn't, like, last turn. We haven't gotten to him since that happened.
Okay. How I'm going into this fight is that even if he strikes me down, because he almost struck me down before, but even if he strikes me down, if I get damage in, it might be enough so that the next few people can finish him off. So that's just another way that you could view it too. So I guess you have, three options.
Right. I just, that's why I'm asking you guys, or like trying to get your opinions, because it just feels like we skip his turn completely right now.
You won't skip his turn. It just means he's blind and can't, like, he's got a huge penalty if he decides to fire something, but he doesn't have a weapon. He doesn't have the missile tube available to him this turn. That's okay. It just means I can't use that weapon this turn.
Okay, then I'll just aim and fire, whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Sergeant.
Yeah.
I would take pleasure in watching you execute him.
All right.
Do proud, Zed. Here we go. Okay.
So difficulty is one purple, one black, one upgrade on his side, on the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
For you, because you're aiming first, it's one blue, one upgrade on your side.
Okay. And true aim?
Yeah, that's what that is. That's the upgrade. Yeah, the blue and the upgrade.
But isn't there, can't she use aim as well?
That is it. Like, her true aim replaces her aim. So she gets the blue and an upgrade instead.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Got it? Cool.
All right. So you get to pass on some advantage, but the shotgun, this time the shells just reflect off his armor. What do you want to do with that? Those dice, those two you got? You can pass a black die to him for whatever action he's going to take, or you can give one boost die to the next person. I mean, two blue to the next person, or one to anybody.
I'll just give two to whoever goes next.
Okay, and then do you want to take a maneuver?
Was my maneuver not aiming?
I'm just checking if you want to make an extra one. But
No.
Okay. All right. So, TI-85, he's blind, he can't fire his missile launcher. I think, gosh, I don't even know what he would do. I think he's just going to, I think this is the end of the road for TI-85. Okay, so the missile tube, he was aiming it before, he brings it down to his side, it retracts back into his, into his arm casing. He crouches down, kind of like in a sort of like getting ready to tackle position. And the jets on his backpack, like, reorient behind him, flicker a couple of times, and then a blue stream of like ion jets out of the back, and he just flies forward. So he's going to go to about here with his maneuver. And then he explodes. So, yeah, he just like crouches down. And I think we see inside the little like warning, the like blindness warning, like goes down to the corner. And then we see a countdown appear, right? Like, self-destruct activated. He jets forward just in the direct kind of direction of the last like place that he thinks that you were. And then detonates when he gets that spot. There's a blinding flash.
Yeah.
And the three of you, Zed, you're far enough away. You're at medium range that you don't get affected.
Well, quick question. Yeah. That's not the missile going off.
No, it's the entire missile. Like, he's got six missiles in his body, like in his ammo compartment, and they all blow up at once.
But they're inside his suit, right?
He's got a self-destruct like mode for this exact situation. It's just he's using it on purpose instead of when he hits zero wound, or hits his wound threshold. So, he blows up, which means I have to make an attack against everybody in short range of him using his missile tube as the stat here. So let's do that. All right. So
the self-destruct also gets the double hit challenge, right?
I don't think
because
so.
Because he wouldn't know where we were. He's blind.
Yeah, it's an area of effect attack. Let's do this. Instead of the two the two, we'll give him one upgrade to the difficulty. We'll split the difference. Does that feel fair? Because otherwise he would have just bowled into someone in particular. But he doesn't really need to aim this attack.
Upgrade the difficulty of perception and vigilance three times and all other checks twice.
But keep in mind, he's not making the check, right? It's just an explosion. He's not aiming anything. He's not taking the shot. He just is exploding.
This would be the same. I'm totally with you, Adam.
Yeah, I just don't want to die. Yeah, I understand. It's just, it's not a check, technically. It's just him exploding. It'd be like if you stepped on a mine. The mine doesn't have to roll to hit you.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Okay, so it's essentially like a melee attack, so the difficulty is two, with one upgrade on the difficulty side. He doesn't have any advantage on his side. I'm going to save my dark side points. If you want to, you can spend a destiny point to give him another downgrade, downgrade his attack.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. So somebody spend that point, and I'll throw a downgrade on his attack side. And then...
Is he fucking JP being a dick? And Zed some sunglasses for the words.
All right. So, missile tube. Somebody, just anybody click a light side point to flip it over.
I got it.
I don't want to curse this, so...
Okay. All right. Missile tube goes off. Okay. So, the three of you get hit... let's see, 10 for 11 damage minus your soak. But it actually has breach one. So all three of you take 11 damage, just flat, basically. And then I'm going to spend two of those three on a crit. So everybody take that much damage and take a single crit. If you're still standing, if you're knocked out, you take a crit plus 10. And then he's dead.
Okay, so I've surpassed my wound threshold.
Okay.
So you said I take a crit plus 10?
Yeah, so roll a crit, and where it says offset, put a 10. Put a 10 in there.
Great.
Ooh, okay, all right. So there's a huge explosion, and what we'll do is we'll come back and review the scene of the battle after. We won't actually see on camera what happened to each of you, but you'll know. We'll know because of the results, but we'll figure out the narrative after. So there's a huge explosion, shrapnel and stone everywhere. Kes, we see Kes get knocked back against the side of the van. Talra, you're still, you and Gunnar are both still up after the wounds, right?
So 11 wounds and a crit?
Yeah, 11 wounds first. And then if you're over your threshold, the crit gets another, you basically add 10 to the crit.
Okay.
So,
but are you both under or above your threshold after that 11?
I am above.
Okay, so let's do you next.
Okay, I just rolled a crit.
Yeah, with an offset of 10, perfect, okay. All right, so Talra, you are crippled in the explosion in some way.
Where did I roll the crit?
Inside your character info section, just scroll down to the critical injuries and the roll critical is on the
also,
right.
Also, Kes, don't forget you're durable, right? So this is actually, you can reroll yours, get rid of that maimed and reroll. Your offset should be minus 10, right?
It's 10 per rank.
Yeah. And you have two ranks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a plus 10 'cause you went over your threshold.
Okay, so minus 10.
Minus 10 total.
So is it 91 or 95?
It would be, it's 10 less. So just replace it with a,
94.
No, the dice roll was 94, but she's already got another crit. Yeah. Okay. So it's 94. So go ahead and 94. Put that one down instead.
Because I already took a crit, so I just add 10 anyways to mine?
No, the sheet will do that for you. It calculates the amount of criticals you already have.
Okay.
Okay, so Kes, you take another fearsome wound instead of being maimed. Gunnar is staggered.
My arms.
Yeah. All right. So are any of the three of you still conscious?
I am. I'm at 14, or I'm at 1 HP out of 15. But okay. For roleplay purposes, I might be... going in and out of consciousness. Like I might pass out for a little bit.
So Gunnar is the one whose perspective we see because you're the one who's conscious in the firestorm. There's a huge crater where this stormtrooper used to be. Talra, you're unconscious, right? So we see Talra lying, you know, face down in the rubble, Kes lying against the burning remnants of this land speeder.
Talra's still up.
I'm at 11 of 14 right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Good.
And my critical injury was a crippled limb.
Mm-hmm. What limb is crippled, Talra?
We're going to go with my right arm.
Okay. All right. So Talra's like conscious, but like gripping a bleeding wound. Zed, you see all this stuff happen, but you actually can't see Kes from where you're standing. So, you know, your master has just been in an explosion, but you don't know what's going on.
Okay.
All the damage, right? We didn't use our armor against it?
Yeah, because it has breached. So you take the full damage. Cool. All right. So I guess Zed and actually all the three of you are conscious, but there's chaos now. The people who were watching like before, the ones that were still brave enough to watch that fight, they've started to flee. Like they've scrambled into the streets. What do you want to do? What happens now?
Well, I'm going to like run over to Kestrel and immediately like stimpack her, like grab one out of her belt, out of her like utility belt, and just give her one like immediately.
Okay, so Kes, you recover 4 wounds because this is your second stimpack, right?
But the fight's over, right? So would that not count as a new?
No, it's within the same like scene basically. So until you get a chance to like rest, we can transfer to another situation. This is the same situation.
And you took that from my inventory, you said, so I gotta reduce. I gotta get rid of.
I don't have one.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so now I'm just below my threshold. Just below.
Yeah, so you recover. Your head is ringing. There's, you know, you got your own blood all over you. And Zed is standing over you with this empty...
Sergeant, can you hear me, Sergeant?
Zed, you fine bastard. Thank you.
You were in an explosion, Sergeant. Are you all right?
I've had worse, you know.
I seriously doubt that. The odds against having worse than that, well...
Oh, Zed, just...
They're pretty high.
I don't want to think about it, man. Let's just see how everyone else is.
I suggest we vacate this area as soon as possible. There will be more coming.
All right, let's check on Talra and Gunner.
Talra and Gunner appear conscious and mobile. However, Talra's arm seems to be damaged.
I'm actually on the ground. Like, for a moment, I try to stand up, but then my eyes roll back and I just pass back out. And I will
send a gunner if you check on the commander.
I walk over to Gunner just to try and help her, like, you know, put my her arm around me.
Okay. Yeah, he's staggered and kind of flickering in and out of consciousness.
Yeah.
So as I see them get up, Talra just kind of holds his right arm. And he just kind of he's on the ground at this point, kind of sitting up against a vehicle. And he's just kind of like,
I'm good. Check on.
What is that?
did he inhale a bunch of helium first? Or your vocal cords are dead.
Don't want to get hurt.
No, I don't. Yeah. So basically, my soundboard messed up. But yeah, so Talra is basically just kind of saying, you know, he's good. He's all right. His arm is damaged, but, you know, check on the other person.
Okay.
Gunner, can you stand on your own?
I don't see anything.
Sergeant, can you help Gunner? I'm going to check on the speeder to see if I can get it going again and maybe make our egress out of this place.
Got it, Zed.
So yeah, we switch spots. I kind of give over Gunner to Kestrel, and I kind of just scan the speeder. Is it fucked?
The speeder, it's damaged. It's unreliable. You could pilot it, make it go.
Okay. I would love to do that. Like load up all their injured and take the speeder to the safe house.
Okay.
I think we should take the carcass of the large stormtrooper with us. He may have intel and or key cards to get.
Oh, I mean, there's like bits and pieces of him all over the place, like chunks. Oh, chunks,
right.
They exploded. There's chunks of like burnt armor.
I think about that, and then I look.
Belay that.
Yeah, I mean, you could collect all the pieces and try to reassemble them at home.
Completely all right. I'm imagining that I was just tending to the wounded first, and then thinking about like gathering intel, and then I looked at like, oh, there's pieces of him everywhere. Never mind.
Yeah. Also, just a reminder,
we still need to get into the bunker.
Yeah, like nobody's unconscious, and you've just destroyed their big door. You've killed the bouncer. So, I mean, running away is going to give them a chance to get their shit together again.
Which we do not want to do. We've already destroyed their biggest defender. That's the only guy. So we got to get in there at this point.
Let's grab our second break here, and you guys can decide what you want to do. And we'll see when we get back whether you press on or fall back in your new hijacked space vehicle. All right, more light side, balance of power when we return. Stick around.